Some of you may know or have forgotten, who knows, that I live in the Glebe in Ottawa. Now, when I moved to Ottawa, my brother said, "Oh, a Glebeite." I didn't really know what he meant, because all I knew was the Glebe was the oldest neighborhood in the city of Ottawa, and that I found a great place to live. And it seemed like a lovely place to me, and it took me a while to understand that the Glebe is kind of interesting. It's beautiful, of course, and there are many people who are very well off who live in the Glebe. Obviously, I rent. However, there are also many students who live in the Glebe, and there are, when you go to the grocery store, people who sit outside the grocery store who do not have money and who ask for spare change or jobs, and people who come down the streets every Tuesday collecting the various bottles to take for extra money. So it is a community of diversity that may not be seen at first glance. But because of its heritage and its nature, the Glebe is kind of one of those places where you never know when you go out onto the streets whether it's going to be a day when people say hello to you or whether they're not. Because it's just one of those things. It's friendly, but it's also reserved. And so I never know when I'm downtown what it's going to be like. And that's, of course, something that I find interesting and try to shake it up in once in a while by being extraordinarily friendly or extraordinarily quiet. One or the other. This past summer, one warm evening, it had been very stormy all day, actually probably all week. And I was out on Bank Street, not far from my house, having gone out for dinner. And as I left the restaurant, the clouds were dark and gloomy, and it was threatening to rain. And all of a sudden, across Bank Street, there appeared a beautiful rainbow. It was quite shocking in contrast to the dark clouds, and it was rather unexpected in that moment. And I stopped and smiled, because how can you not smile at a rainbow? And something happened in the Glebe on Bank Street that summer's night. People stopped all over the street and looked at the rainbow and smiled and talked to each other. It was a community moment. Some people who had actually been in stores came out to see this astonishing rainbow. An older gentleman beside me, we all had our phones out, we were all taking pictures, and he said to me, "I can never get this thing right. What setting are you using?" And all sorts of conversations happened that never would normally happen on a summer night in the Glebe. So it brought out smiles. It brought out a sense of community. And it was a surprise. There is something about rainbows that means they have to be shared. There's something that you can't keep to yourself. Now, whether it's because we always dream about a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, whether it's because it's a surprise, or whether because it's just a natural sense of joy to see such bright and beautiful light, but I think it also has to do with our story this morning. A rainbow offers us promise and hope, no matter when we see one. Because usually it's in the midst of very dark clouds. The covenant we hear about this morning, God cements with the people. Cements a relationship and has two extraordinary details to the story. First of all, God does not make the covenant just with Noah or his family, the eight people that we heard about. But God makes the covenant with every single living creature. And God commits God's self not just to us as humans, but to all of creation in a full and beautiful and amazing relationship. The second extraordinary thing is that this covenant, unlike ones that had gone before it, were not reciprocal. It was not reciprocal. It did not have legal binding powers on both of the people in it, like a treaty. Instead, in this covenant, every bit of the obligation rests with God. God reaches out to the world, and God says that God will do all the heavy lifting. It's a covenant without condition. It's a surprise filled with hope and joy. It's a surprise that God believes in us and all of creation to such an extent that we're not even asked to reciprocate. God doesn't need us to believe in God. God doesn't need us to do anything in this covenant. God gives us promise and hope and surprise and joy and life. God believes in us. In this covenant, all creation is given a new beginning, a new opportunity to live in the harmony that God intended in creation. However, you need to note that the new beginning doesn't just start from there, nothing ever remembered. It's a continuation. God doesn't wipe out all those 8 people and start over, doesn't create new beings, just begins anew with the remnant. Begins anew with the same people and starts creating and hoping again. Today is our vestry after the service, and it's a moment like that moment when God made the covenant. Because it's a moment when we can pause and look back over this year behind us that we have just finished and look ahead into the year that comes and build on the whole amazing history and hard work that has brought us to this moment, in this place, at this time. Last year, at this time, I asked you to think about 3 things for the year. One was that we would lead, that we would love, and that we would manage. To lead meant to have trust and support and courage, and to cement our life together in a community of leaders. We have no lack of leadership in this parish. It is a great joy for me when I hear of other places that say, oh, I can never find people to sit on parish council, or I can't find wardens, or whatever it might be. I feel incredibly blessed to be with you, because we do not have a problem with finding leadership. We do not have a problem with trust and support. All of you just need to turn around and look at the entrance. That would not have happened without incredible trust, support, and courage. Courage. And it didn't just happen because I came along. It happened because you dreamed it, you wanted it, and we together made it happen. So the leadership is joint. It's a covenant relationship. It's a promise that I made to you and you made to me in this case, and that we're working on and have worked on the past year together. To love. Loving is all about relationship. And we have come to know each other better and to build that relationship and begin to move forward. And to build the relationship with those who are new amongst us, and for some people who need to move on for whatever reasons in their life, to make sure that relationship is a blessing and a promise for their future. Relationships change. We don't all have the same relationships all the time, and a church is no different. This is probably the most mobile community I've ever been in. People go overseas, people end up needing to take a sabbatical, people do come, people go, and you never know on Sunday which congregation is going to be here, because everyone is different. I think in this parish, I said a few weeks ago, that every Sunday we might have 125 people this Sunday, and next Sunday we might have 125 people, and at least 30 of those people will be different. The statistics we keep do not reflect our parish. The little number is about weekly attendance. And so this is a relationship that we build every time we meet here. And we trust that we will continue to build that in the years to come. And to manage, which, as I said, was not about control, because we have limited control in life, but to manage our energy, our resources, and to come to some balance. And in the last year, I think we are starting to balance out. Some people have had the courage to say, I need to step back, because you know what? I'm beat. Some people have had the courage to say, wait a minute, I've not done something before. I'd be happy to try it. And some people have said, I can carry on. And that's a good thing, too. And so we've learned a little bit about what it means to manage ourselves. And I have to give you full credit that we were able to manage as well as we did financially. Our givings actually went up a little this past year, and we built a narthex, and we still gave to gift and all the other things. And for that, I deeply thank you. So the last year has been a year of a little bit of change. A little bit. Don't look so scared. Change is good. Change brings promise and hope, and also a little grief and lots of sometimes uncertainty. But through it all, and there were times when some pretty dark clouds loomed, like, oh, Beth, there is no foundation to put the window in. There's nothing there. We have to build a new wall. Or when someone said, I can't do this anymore, and we thought, who on earth will fill their shoes? Or other things, financial issues, whatever it might be. Dark clouds loomed, of course, from time to time. But every single time, a rainbow came out of it. Every single time. The covenant of God, the grace of God, has shone on us. The covenant of God, the grace of God, has shone in us. And the covenant of God, the grace of God, has shone through us to the wider community. So thank you for being open. Thank you for the trust. Thank you for the risk-taking. Thank you for the change and the courage to move ahead. So now what? Do we get to sit on our laurels and enjoy that for the next year? No, because life keeps going. There are three words that I think are important to us this year. Covenant, community, and care. God's covenant to us was a free gift that we don't ask for, and it happens regularly. We are given the grace of gifts that we cannot ask or imagine. And yet, to actually receive those gifts means that we have a responsibility to live them out. And so living into that covenant relationship means taking ownership of all the gifts that God gives us. We have a great gift of space. And if we didn't know it before, we're beginning to learn about it for sure every week. Since we have opened up the narthex, we've had the doors open Mondays to Thursdays. And there has been about 3 days when someone did not come in to our church. That is quite remarkable. In 2 months, to maybe have 3 days out of all those days when someone didn't come in. And it wasn't that someone wasn't here, because one or two of you were in here in this space enjoying it. It is a great gift that we have here in this place. And we need to continue to build up this space, not just this one, but all of our space, with integrity, with respect to what it is and has been, and with hope and vision for how it might be for us in the future. How might it best serve our needs and the needs of the community? This space for the people outside, when they come in who aren't part of our community, probably don't understand all the space, but mostly they're in awe of it. Just the other day, Warren, our site supervisor from the construction, told me that when they were finishing the project, they had hired a group of cleaners to come in and make sure it looked fabulous. And he couldn't find one of the young men who is supposed to be cleaning. That happens a lot in these jobs, but he thought, that's really weird. That guy was really helpful. I wonder what happened to him. And finally, Warren came in the church, and he found the young man way up at the front of the church with his phone taking pictures. So Warren went up to him and said, buddy, cleaning. And he went, Oh, yeah, I'll be right there. I've never seen anything so beautiful. He wasn't Christian, or I suspect he was probably Muslim. So we don't get it. We come here all the time. We see it for what it is. I'm even used to it now. Like, you know, you come for a while, you see it new, but then you don't. So we have that gift, and we need to share that even more widely. We have no idea how much this place, its space, touches people. A huge gift that we have is the gift of people, each one of you and many more who are not here today. We have the gift of courage and of creativity, and we're going to need it. And we have the gift of support and care for one another that lives and moves every day in this place, whether it be a phone call, a touch, a ride to church, a casserole when a loved one dies, a simple word, a hug. Whatever it is, we have an amazing gift in our people. Don't forget it, and let's not take it for granted. It's another thing that we saw whenever we were doing the construction. The community shop was closed for a time. The gift of people, the ministry of that place, was missed greatly in our community. Every single day, someone was asked, when are they opening again? And it wasn't just because they needed a new set of towels. The other gift we have is the gift of our resources. To be financially sustainable is a real task for every church and every community these days, in our diocese, in the country, and certainly in our Anglican Communion. It's going to take some creativity about how we will be sustainable over the years. We've worked hard at this in the past, and I am filled with hope and actually look forward to our conversations about the beginnings of that today. But we can't just rest on our laurels, because we've almost spent the laurels. It's time now to think about how we're going to make sure we are absolutely sustainable. What can we do so that we can carry on and we can live through the gift of our space and our people and our mission and our ministry? Because that's how we show forth God's covenant to our world. To be generous is our gift. We are God-bearers of this rainbow. We are God-bearers of hope and surprise and joy and love in this community. We need to be grounded in our covenant with God and with each other so that we can care in the place where we are found, care for each other and care for our city. God is present, and we need to remember that always. There is always hope. When those dark clouds and the rain looked like it was about to take out Bank Street on a summer evening, a rainbow paused the whole thing. There are rainbows in our midst. Sometimes we have to turn around to look for them. Sometimes we have to take someone by the hand and say, oh, it's over here, not in that direction. And sometimes we have to talk about the joy and the surprise to lots of people beyond these walls for them to see it and experience too. So this year, in the next 12 months, may we be rainbow bearers to each other, to the wider community, and always bring surprise and joy and hope based on who we are in this amazing community of St. John. Amen.